Venezuela's socialist government says that it will suspend negotiations with its opponents in retaliation for the extradition to the U.S. of a close ally of President Nicolas Maduro to face money laundering charges. The announcement capped a tumultuous day that saw businessman Alex Saab placed on a U.S.-bound plane in Cape Verde after a 16-month fight by Maduro and allies, including Russia, who consider the Colombian-born businessman a Venezuelan diplomat. Six American oil executives held on house arrest were picked up by security forces and what may be a sign the relations between Washington and Caracas could be upended after months of quiet diplomacy since Joe Biden entered the White House and took the presidency. Leaders from across Britain's political spectrum have come together to pay tribute to a long-serving British lawmaker who was stabbed to death in what police described as a terrorist attack. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the leader of the opposition Labour Party, and the nonpartisan Speaker of the House of Commons brought flowers Saturday to the church where lawmaker David Ames was stabbed while meeting with voters. 25-year-old British man is in custody and police are searching two sites in the London area. The 69-year-old was attacked Friday, about 40 miles east of London. Some lawmakers say that their meetings with the public should be moved fully online until security is improved for them. As pandemic-era traffic fatalities spike, the U.S. agency in charge of auto safety is struggling with a backlog of safety rules ordered by Congress that are years overdue. It's estimated that unfinished rules would save thousands of lives. An Associated Press review of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's rulemaking activities under the last three presidents found that at least 13 safety rules passed due. This is VOA News. Russia's daily death toll from COVID-19 has now exceeded 1,000. It's the first time as the country faces a sustained wave of rising infections. The National Coronavirus Task Force on Saturday reported about 1,002 deaths. That's up from 999 Friday, along with more than 33,000 new confirmed cases. The government said that this week had about 43 million Russians, or just about 29% of the country's people, fully vaccinated. Russian authorities have tried to speed up the pace of vaccinations with lotteries, bonuses, and other incentives, but widespread vaccine skepticism and conflicting signals from officials have stymied their efforts. Despite the mounting death toll, the Kremlin has ruled out any new nationwide lockdowns. A spokesman says that former U.S. President Bill Clinton will spend one more night at a Southern California hospital where he is recovering from an infection. The spokesperson says that, that Clinton is making excellent progress. He will receive IV antibiotics before an expected release Sunday. President Joe Biden said Friday that he had spoken with the former president and he is not in any serious condition. Bill Clinton, who was 75, was admitted on Tuesday for what an aide says was a urological infection that spread to his bloodstream. In the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region, a year of war and months of government-enforced deprivation have now left the city of 500,000 people with a rapidly dwindling stock of food, fuel, medicine, and cash. The Associated Press drew on a dozen interviews with residents for the most detailed picture yet of life under blockade. Man-made famine, the world's worst hunger crisis in a decade, has begun. As food and the means to buy it run out, one university employee killed herself because she was unable to feed her children. Tigray's flagship hospital that once served a region of millions no longer has soap and bleach and some days has no food for patients at all. A NASA spacecraft named Lucy has rocketed into the sky with diamonds on a 12-year quest to explore a record-setting 8 asteroids. Lucy blasted off before dawn Saturday from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Rocket is sending Lucy on a roundabout journey to the Trojan asteroids near Jupiter. These mysterious space rocks swarming in Jupiter's orbit are thought to be the pristine leftovers of planetary formation. More at voanews.com. Find notes of